in the church here at London.
各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
According to the arrangement of the church, today we are going to study First Kings chapter 20.
根据教会的安排，我们今天要来跟大家分享《列王记上》二十章。
I guess for those who have studied chapter 17, 18, and 19 before.
那我们之前读过这个十七、十八、十九章。
And there's a few chapters mainly on the works of Elijah.
这就是讲到这个以利亚所做的工。
So when we come to chapter 20.
当我们来到这个二十章。
It's like the focus is on King Ahab.
这边的重点是在亚哈王。
I guess before we talk about this chapter, there are some facts or historical facts that we need to first straighten out.
那在讲这一章之前，有几个历史的重点，我们必须先说明。
Now, if you read chapter 20, verse 1.
如果我们来看《列王记上》二十章第一节。
Here it says Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria.
这边讲到亚兰王便哈达。
We understand that in chapter, in the previous chapter, this king is also mentioned.
这个王在前一章也有被讲到。
That is in chapter 15.
在十五章有讲到。
We can turn to chapter 15.
我们来看这个十五章。
We read verse 20.
我们来看二十节。
This is a record concerning the reign of Asa.
这边是讲到这个亚撒王的。
Now we read verse 20.
我们来看二十节。
And so Ben-Hadad heeded King Asa and sent the captains of his army against the city of Israel. He attacked Ijon, Dan, Abelbeth, Maavkah, and all Chinneroth with all the land of Naphtali.
二十节，便哈达听从亚撒王的话，派军长去攻击以色列的城邑，他们就攻破以云旦、亚伯伯、马加、基尼列全境、拿佛他利全境。
In this chapter, King Asa of Judah like joined alliance with Ben-Hadad to fight against the northern kingdom, Israel.
这个地方，这个犹大王亚撒王就跟便哈达王一起攻击这个北朝以色列。
So it seems that Ben-Hadad was first mentioned in chapter 15.
那便哈达就在这个十五章被提到。
And in chapter 20, he is mentioned again.
那二十章又提到他。
But we need to understand that they are not the same.
我们要知道这是不一样。
According to history, chapter 15, the Ben-Hadad is Ben-Hadad 1.And chapter 20 is Ben-Hadad 2.
那根据历史，这个十五章是便哈达一世，二十章是便哈达二世。
So, King Ahab actually later on joined alliance with Ben-Hadad 2, Ben-Hadad the second.
在二十章，这个便哈达跟约翰
Ahab
亚哈一起的是便哈达二世。
We can see this. Yeah, they joined. They had a treaty with one another. That is from verse 31 onwards to verse 34.
在三十一到三十四节，他们就有一个约定。
You find that during the time of Ahab, there were quite a number of battles fought.
在亚哈王的时代，有很多的战争。
In this chapter alone, there are two battles.
在这一章就有两个战争。
And then the third one is in chapter 22.
第三个战争在二十二节，二十二章。
So in this battle, we'll find that King Ahab died.
这个战争就亚哈王就死了。
So there are many battles fought in the life of Ahab.
在亚哈王的时期有很多战争。
You also see that in this chapter, it talks about a prophet who disguised himself.
这边有讲到一个先知他隐藏自己。
We read chapter 20 verse 38.
我们看二十章的三十八节。
Verse 38, then the prophet departed and waited for the king by the road and disguised himself with a bandage over his eyes.
三十八节，他就去了，用头巾蒙眼，改换面目，在路旁等候王。
You find that, you know, like in First King, it mentioned quite a number of times, you know, where people disguise themselves.
在这个列王记上有很多人都有变装。
You find that the first time, yeah, you can see this in chapter 14, verse 2.
在十四章第二节是第一次变装。
And Jeroboam said to his wife, "Please arise and disguise yourself, that they may not recognize you as the wife of Jeroboam."
耶罗波安对他的妻子说：“你可以起来改装，使人不知道你是耶罗波安的妻，往示罗去。”
You see that Ahab himself also disguised himself.
亚哈也自己变装。
We can see in chapter 22.
我们来看二十二章。
Verse
30. 三十节。
And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, "I will disguise myself and go into battle, but you put on your robes." So the king of Israel disguised himself and went into battle.
三十节以色列王对耶沙法说：“我要改装上阵，你可以仍穿王服。”以色列王就改装上阵。
But you know, he thought that he could protect himself. You know.
他觉得自己可以保护自己。
By disguising himself, he would not be recognized as the king of Israel.
他就变装，就以为自己别人就不知道他是王。
But we know that, you know, as the story continues unfolding, then a certain man drew a ball at random and shot this King Ahab.
之后就随便一个人就射了一个弓，就把他射死。
You see that, you know, God decided, you know, to take him away.
神就是要他死。
These are some interesting facts, yeah, that we can look at, right?
这边有几个有趣的事实。
Okay, now we come back to chapter 20.
我们回来看二十章。
We first divide the chapter.
我们先来看这一章。
I find that, you know, the division given in the New King James version is quite good and quite accurate.
在 New King James 的版本是非常的准确。
Verse 1 to verse 22, the first section.
第一个段落是第一节到二十二节。
And the second is from 23 to 30.
第二个部分是二十三节到三十节。
And then the third from 31 to 34.
第三个部分是三十一节到三十四节。
And the last is from 35 to 43.
最后一个部分是三十五节到四十三节。
Okay, I'm going to quickly go through some of the facts recorded in the chapter and see what teachings we can derive from them.
那我们就迅速的看这一节所要教导我们的事情。
I want you to read verse 1 again.
我们再来读一次第一节。
Now Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, gathered all his forces together, 32 kings were with him, with horses and chariots, and he went up and besieged Samaria, and made war against it.
第一节，亚兰王便哈达聚集他的全军，率领32个王带领，载着车马上来围攻撒玛利亚。
Just by looking at the description given in verse 1, you know that the army of Syria was great.
那我们看到第一节就知道这个他有这个军队是非常重大。
You know, together with Ben-Hadad were 32 kings.
便哈达王有32个王。
So you can see that this is like a joint alliance, yeah, to go against the nations of Israel.
这是一个联军为了对抗以色列。
So, you know, they came to Ahab and they came out with a request.
他们就到亚哈那边来请求。
I would say, you know, like a demand, you know, that the nation of Israel must fulfill.
他们就要求这个以色列国需要做到某些事情。
We can read verse 3 and verse 4.
我们可以来看第三和第四节。
Your silver, your gold are mine. Your loveliest wives and children are mine.
你的金银都要归我，你妻子儿女中最美的也都要归我。
And the king of Israel answered and said, My lord, O king, just as you said, I and all that I have are yours.
那以色列王回答说，我主我王啊，可以依着你的话，我与我所有的都归你。
We know that, you know, Ahab, was a very evil king.
我们知道亚哈是非常恶的王。
So he allowed the wife to dictate, you know, the entire nation and led the entire nation into idolatry.
他放纵这个他的妻子，使整个国家都敬拜偶像。
So when you know the enemies came up against the nation,
当这个敌人来攻击这个国子的时候
，you find that he could not withstand, you know, the attack.From Ben-Hadad.
对于这个便哈达的攻击，他就站立不住。
That's why he submitted, you know, himself fully to the demand of the king.
他就完全屈服了这个王。
And you look at the demand again, yeah, you see, like, you know, this king is like, he was a useless king.
我们看这个要求，我们就可以知道他是一个没有用的。
He was even willing to give up, you know, on, you know, to give the wives and the children away.
他都愿意去给这个，把这个儿女和妻子给出去。
You know, something that, you know, a normal person would not do.
一个正常的人是不会这样子做。
We know that even if the person is weak, you know, when the family is attacked, you find that, you know, the house of the family would do whatever he can to protect.
即使是一个软弱的人，如果他的家庭受到攻击，他仍然会极尽所能去保护。
But you find that this king here just, you know, try to, you know, submit himself yeah, to the demand yeah, of Ben-Hadad.
我们发现这个王就完全的屈服便哈达的要求。
So what can we learn from here?
那我们可以学到什么呢？
We know that he was a king who had deserted a god.
我们知道他是一个离弃神的王。
So we said a wicked man cannot protect himself.
这个恶人没办法保全自己。
Let alone, you know, protecting the entire nation.
更不要说要去保全整个国家。
You know, here I guess we can learn a very important lesson.
这边我们可以学一件很重要的事。
In the kingdom of God, we are called princes.
在神的国，我们是
君王。
君王。
We have been given the, you know, the status to rule.
我们有这个统治的权利。
To rule over ourselves.
统治自己。
And to look after the church of God.
也照顾这个神的教会。
But the problem is, if we do not submit ourselves wholly, fully to God.
可是如果我们没有完全顺服神。
You find that our faith will be lost.
我们发现我们的信心就失去。
And more importantly, we see that our relationship with God will be severed.
我们跟神的关系就疏离。
So in this case, it's clear because this Ahab could not do anything about the demand from Ben-Hadad.
在这边亚哈完全对这个便哈达的要求没办法有回应。
Because he has left God.
因为他已经离弃神。
That is the main reason.
这就是主因。
So if he was close to God,
如果他亲近神,
you find that even the army, the enemies, yeah, was great.
即使这个敌军很壮盛,
but you find that God will still protect the nation.
神仍然会保全这个国家。
So today, if we want God to protect our family, to protect our church,
今天如果我们要神来保护我们的家庭，我们的教会,
it is not about what we want to do for our family or the church.
这不是我们要为家庭或教会做什么。
The most important thing is to abide by the word of God, the principle of God.
重点是要系在这个神的话上面。
So when God's presence is felt in the church or in our family,
当神与这个教会和家庭同在
you find that protection shall be given to us as well.
我们发现神的保守就会在我们身上。
Now we read on.From verse 5 onwards, the messengers from Ben-Hadad came back.
第五节，这个便哈达的使者回来。
You find that here he demanded even more.
我们发现这个他要求的更多。
I want you to read verse 6, aside from the first demand, now he came back, his servant came back with additional demands.
除了刚开始的这个要求，第六节他又讲了另其他要求。
But I will send my servants to you tomorrow about this time, and they shall search your house and the houses of your servants, and it shall be that whatever is pleasant in your eyes, they will put in their hands and take it.
第六节，但明日约在这时候，我还要差遣臣仆到你那里，搜查你的家和你仆人的家，将你眼中一切所喜爱的都拿去。
So you find that, you know, it's like this Ben-Hadad, yeah, he was so greedy.
我们发现便哈达很贪心。
He did not just stop there.
他不是就此
He wanted even more.
他想要更多。
Basically, he wanted to strip everything off King Ahab and from his nation.
基本上便哈达想要把亚哈所有的和整个国家所有的都拿去。
So you find that a nation without God, yeah, this shall be the consequence.
我们发现一个没有神的国，这就是他的结局。
Because he has given in the first time.
因为他放弃。他把所有的都给了。
And therefore, Ben-Hadad came back with even more.
那便哈达就回来要求更多。
Now, what can we learn from here?
那我们可以学到什么呢？
We said if Ben-Hadad represents the wicked one,
我们知道这个便哈达是恶者。
If we give in to the wicked one,
如果我们给了这个恶者，
then he will come in with more demands from us.
他就会回来要求更多。
You find that he will take everything from us.
他会把所有的都拿去。
All the blessing that God has given to us shall be taken away.
所有神给我们的祝福都要被拿走。
This is what happened, you know, to King Ahab.
这就是亚哈所遭遇的事。
Fortunately, you know, he later on consulted all the elders.
他之后亚哈王之后就跟国中的长老商议。
We read verse 8.
我们看第八节。
Can read from verse 7, sorry.
我们可以从第七节开始。
Chapter 20, verse 7.
二十章第七节。
So the king of Israel called all the elders of the land and said, Notice, please, and see how this man seeks trouble, for he sent to me for my wives, my children, my silver, and my gold, and I did not deny him.
第七节，以色列王召了国中的长老来，对他们说：“请你们看看这人是怎样的谋害我。他先差遣人到我这里来，要我的妻子、儿女和金银，我并没有推辞他。”
Verse 8.
第八节。
And all the elders and all the people said to him, "Do not listen or consent."
长老和百姓对王说：“不要听从他，不要应允他。”
So you find that you know the elders, and all the people were more faithful than Ahab, it seems.
我们发现这个长老和百姓好像都比亚哈王更有信心。
And they exercise a greater faith in God than Ahab.
他们在神面前有比亚哈更有信心。
And said to Ahab not to listen to the demands or to King Ben-Hadad.
跟亚哈王说不要听从这个便哈达的要求。
Obviously, you find that later on, yeah, Ahab listened to the voice of the elders and refused to give in.
之后我们看到亚哈王就听从长老的话，就不要再给予这个便哈达。
And because of that, you know, and you find that Ben-Hadad decided to attack Israel.
就因为如此，便哈达就决定要攻击以色列。
We can read verse 12.
我们来看十二节。
And it happened when Ben-Hadad heard this message, as he and the kings were drinking at the command post, that he said to his servant, "Get ready," and they got ready to attack the city.
便哈达和诸王正在帐幕里喝酒，听见这话，就对他臣仆说：“摆队吧！”他们就摆队攻城。
So they got themselves ready to attack the nation of Israel.
他们就已经准备好要攻打这个以色列。
I'm not sure if you have noticed that in this chapter, you know, God made use of different individuals to help the nation of Israel.
我们发现在这一章，神用不同的人来来帮助这个国家。
The first one is the eldest.
第一个是这些长老。
The second is like in verse 13, a prophet whose name is not stated.
第二个是这个没有被记录名字的先知。
And then when you read, obviously verse 22 is the same prophet.
22节也是同一个先知。
Now when you come to verse 28, here it mentioned a man of God.
28节讲到一个神人。
Now, when you come to verse
35, 35节,
now a certain man of the sons of the prophets,
有先知的一个门徒,
so, you know, this person probably was trained in the school of the prophet at the time.
这个人可能是在先知的学校受教教育。
So God made use of different individuals to help the nation and to help King Ahab.
神用不同的人来帮助这个亚哈王和这个国家。
Now, what can we learn from here?
那我们可以从中学习什么呢？
Like what I mentioned earlier on chapter 17, 18, 19, focus on Elijah and also Elisha.
在17、18、19节的重点是在以利亚。
And also Elisha. Elijah followed Elijah later on.
也讲到以利沙，也是以利沙就跟从以利亚。
It seems to us that, you know, Prophet Elijah is the main prophet.
我们发现这个以利亚好像是主要的先知。
We all believe that he was a great prophet.
我们都知道他是伟大的先知。
But when you look at chapter 20,
当我们看20章,
but you see that God can raise up anyone of his own choice to help his own people.
我们发现神可以兴起每一个人来帮助这个国家。
So like the fact that Elijah was chosen.
这个以利亚被神选召。
In a way is like a kind of blessing of God to him.
对他来说是神给他的祝福。
In fact, if even during his time, you know, God has made use of different people to keep the prophets.
在以利亚的时代，神也用不同的人来讲这个先知
to keep the,
来保守先知
keep them safe, like Obadiah
来保守他们先知
God made use of Obadiah
神用厄巴迪亚
to keep his prophet
来保守这个先知
to make sure that they were safe
来让他们能够有安全
So you find that there were many great people whose name were not mentioned.
我们发现有些人他们的名字没有被记录。
They were great workers of God.
他们是神重要的工人。
So today, you know, if we are chosen to serve.
今天如果我们被选召要来服侍。
Or we have been given important works in the church.
或者我们在教会有圣工。
That does not mean that God cannot make use of others to serve.
这并不代表神没办法叫别人来
The fact that we have been given work to serve is purely the blessing from God, a blessing from God.
今天我们有机会来服侍，纯粹是神的祝福。
So therefore, when we serve, we should always serve with a heart of gratitude and a heart of thanksgiving.
所以我们在服侍的时候要用感激的心服侍。
Because God can make use of other servants to serve as well.
因为神也可以用其他工人来服侍。
The type of work that we do does not make us to be like higher or more important than others.
我们所做的工并不会提高我们或者比别人更强。
We in the Lord we are one and the same.
那在这个主里面我们都一样。
So we must realize this.
那我们必须理解。
And we must always remember that we have been given work because of the grace of the Lord.
我们必须知道这个我们所受的功是神的恩典。
Okay, now we come back to chapter 20.
我们回来20章。
So the prophet, you know, like gave instruction to Ahab as to what he should do, he must do.
这个先知就给这个亚哈王说他要做什么。
I just want you to read verse 13 first.Chapter 20, verse 13.
我们来看20章13节。
And suddenly a prophet approached Ahab, king of Israel, saying, Thus says the Lord, Have you seen all this great multitude? Behold, I will deliver it into your hand today, and you shall know that I am the Lord.
啊，有个先知来见以色列王亚哈说，啊，主如此说，这一大群人你看见了吗？今日我必将他们交在你手里，你就知道我是主。
You find that this prophet just appeared, you know, from nowhere. That's why, you know, here it says suddenly a prophet approach.
啊，这边讲到突然有一个先知就冒出来。
So it's like God prepared someone, you know, yeah, out of the blue, and you know, and ask him to talk to King Ahab.
啊，神就预备这个人突然就冒出来啊，
Now,
跟亚哈王讲话。
The main reason, yeah, for the prophet or for God to help Ahab, not because Ahab was good.
那这个啊，先知要来啊，神要来帮助亚哈王的原因，并不是因为亚哈王是好的。
I want you to read verse 13 again.
我们再来读十三节。
The last part is said, "Behold, I will deliver it into your hand today, and you shall know that I am the Lord."
啊，后半部说，你今日我必将他们交在你手里，你就知道我是主。
So why did God help Ahab?
为什么神要帮亚哈呢？
Because God wanted the Ahab to know that he is the Lord God.
因为神要亚哈知道他是主。
If he truly knew that God is the Lord God,
啊，如果啊亚哈真的觉得啊神是主
then he must change his behavior and his mindset towards God.
啊，他的行为和心态就必改变。
In this way, he shall be able to lead the people back from idolatry to the true God.
他也必带领百姓远离这个拜偶像。
So this is the kind intention of God.
这是神的善意。
Again, this does not mean that Ahab was good.
这并不代表亚哈是好的。
I think the same thing is mentioned twice. We look at the same chapter. We read verse 28.
在二十八节也讲到同样的事。
This happened during the second battle.
这是在第二次战争。
We read verse 28.
我们看二十八节。
Then a man of God came and spoke to the king of Israel and said, Thus says the Lord, because the Syrians have said, The Lord is God of the hills, but he is not God of the valleys. Therefore I will deliver all this great multitude into your hand, and you shall know that I am the Lord.
二十八节，有神人来见以色列王说，主如此说，亚兰人既说我是主是山神，不是平原神，所以我必将这一大群人都交在你手中，你就知道我是主。
You find that the reason here is not for the enemies to know that the Lord is God Himself.
这个原因并不是要让敌人知道神是主。
And here is very specific, is for Ahab to know.
这个非常准确的说，这个就是要亚哈王知道神是主。
You shall know that I am the Lord.
你必须知道我是主。
Again, we know that it is not because Ahab was good, that's why God helped him.
这并不是因为亚哈王是好的，所以神才帮他。
So in our ministry work, we need to understand this.
所以在我们服事中，我们必须知道。
Sometimes we do see good results in our work for God.
有的时候我们看见这个神的工有好结果。
We may be able to bring people to the Lord.
我们能够把人带到神面前。
We are able to set up, for example, a good systems for church.
我们在教会有健全的制度。
In our mind, we must not be deceived.
我们的心里不要被蒙蔽。
We must not think that because we are good.
我们不要想说因为我们好。
Because our relationship with God is so good that's why all this are given to us.
因为我们跟神的关系很亲近，所以我们才有这些。
Not necessarily.
并不一定。
Of course, we need to strive and pursue to foster a good relationship with God all the time.
当然我们要随时跟神培养好的关系。
And having, you know, done good work for God, like, you know, able to render services to the Lord, does not make us to be a different person from others.
做着神的这个好的工并不让我们跟别人不一样。
Perhaps, you know, God wants us to understand that He is our God.
也许神要让我们明白神是我们的神。
He is the one who is in control of all things.
他是掌控一切的。
And this is the understanding that we need to have.
这是我们必须理解的。
Now we come back to chapter 20.
我们回来看二十章。
So, you know, a kind of order was given to King Ahab. To fight the first battle.
这个有命令要给亚哈王，要他去打仗。
The first battle.
第一个战争。
We read verse 14.
我们看14节。
So Ahab said, "By whom?" And he said, "Thus says the Lord, by the young leaders of the provinces." Then he said, "Who will set the battle in order?" And he answered, "You."
亚哈说借着谁呢？他回答说，主说借着跟从省长的少年人。亚哈说要谁率领呢？他说要你亲自率领。
So you find that he organized all these people according to the instruction given by the prophet.
我们发现这个亚哈王就组织军队基于这个先知所说的话。
And they went out to fight against Ben-Hadad.
他们就与这个便哈达征战。
You find that the God gave them victory.
神就给他们胜利。
They were able to defeat their enemies.
他们就能够击败他们的敌人。
Now, I want you to read verse 22.
我们来看22节。
Verse 22.
22节。
And the prophet came to the king of Israel and said to him, "Go, strengthen yourself, take note, and see what you should do, for in the spring of the year,the king of Syria will come up against you."
那先知来见以色列王，就对他说，你当自强，留心怎样防备，因为到明年这时候，亚兰王必上来攻击你。
In fact, you know, to me, this is the key, one of the key verses in this chapter.
对我来说，这是这一章最非常重要的一节。
King Ahab had not understood it well.
亚哈王不够明白。
That's why later on he sinned against God again.
所以之后他又向神犯罪。
Because in verse 22, the prophet told him.
因为22节这先知跟他说。
It's like a number of things that he must do.
有几件事情他必须做。
First, strengthen yourself.
说你要自强。
Second, take note.
第二要留心。
And then see what you should do.
说要怎样防备。
So strengthen yourself, take note.Take note and see what you should do.
自强留心，要怎样防备？
So it's like, you know, the prophet is telling him that he must be alert all the time.
这个先知就跟他说，他要随时警惕。
To many of us, the end of a battle means when fighting stops.
对我们来说，这个战争的结束就停止这个交战。
But in reality, the battle goes on.
可是事实上这个会继续的征战。
When you read from verse 31, the battle goes on.
我们如果看31节，我们看到他们继续征战。
You see that Ahab was not alert.
我们发现亚哈王不够警醒。
That's why he fell into the trap.
所以他就陷入网罗。
So he was told what he must do, but he did not pay attention to the instruction carefully.
他被说要怎么做，可是他并没有留心的去做。
I guess sometimes we are just like King Ahab.
有的时候我们像亚哈王一样。
We have been told time and again what we should do.
我们不断的被说要怎么做。
How we should conduct ourselves in our Christian life.
我们如何活出这个基督徒的样子。
But in reality, you find that we are not able to do what we have heard.
可是我们却没办法把听到的行出来。
So here in verse 30, from verse 30, after the second battle,
那在第二次战争之后，
again you find that the battle actually took place in the spring of the year.
我们看到这个战争是在春天开始。
In verse 26, yeah.
在26节。
This is like the fulfillment of what is stated in verse 22.
这就是22节的这个应验。
And again, God gave them victory.
神给他们胜利。
Now, not only that, God actually fought for them.
神也替他们打仗。
We read verse 30.
我们看30节。
But the rest fled to Aphek into the city. Then a war fell on 27,000 of the men who were left. And Ben-Hadad fled and went into the city, into an inner chapel.
其余的逃入亚佛城，城墙塌倒。压死剩下的27000人，便哈达也逃入城，藏在严密的屋子里。
You know how did that happen?
那这是怎么发生的呢
？The wall fell on 27,000 of the men who were left.
这个城墙压死了剩下的27000人。
We assume that all of them were killed.
我们就设想他们都死了。
How did that happen?
那这怎么发生的呢
？The mighty work of God.
啊，是神的工。
God was on their side.
啊，神是站在他们那边。
And yet you find that Ahab did not learn his lesson.
可是啊，亚哈并没有汲取教训。
You know, sometimes God works wonders in our life.
啊，有的时候神就啊帮助我们一次。
He helps us so often.
他啊帮助我们解决。
常常帮助我们
啊，常常帮助我们。
And yet we do not really learn the lesson well.
啊，可是我们没有汲取教训。
God's help should make us to be more God fearing.
啊，神的帮助是要我们更敬畏神。
God's help should make us to obey His commandments even more than before.
啊，神的帮助是要我们更听从神的命令。
But you find that Ahab was a man without.Devoid of understanding.
可是亚哈并没有这个认知。
Now we read verse 31. From verse 31 to verse 34.
我们来看31节到34节。
You find that he ended having a treaty, making a treaty with Ben-Hadad.
他们就跟这个便哈达签这个约。
Now I want you to read the statement mentioned in verse 32.
我们来看32节讲的。
The last part it says, "Is he still alive? He is my brother."
最后一个部分他说，他还活着吗？他是我的弟兄弟。
You know, Ahab called Ben-Hadad his brother.
亚哈王称便哈达他的兄弟。
But in the eyes of God, Ben-Hadad was the enemies of Israel.
可是在神的眼中，便哈达是以色列的敌人。
Of course, when you read chapter 20, no reason was given why he did that.
在二十章并没有说到亚哈为什么这样子说。
But we do realize that you know they became a friend.
可是我们知道他们之后成为朋友。
Why did Ahab want to make friend with him?
为什么亚哈想要跟他做朋友呢
？Now of course this one you need to check it. You need to look up at some history, and it tells us that because later on, King Ahab.Joined alliance with Ben-Hadad to fight against the Assyrians.
因为我们为什么他们成为朋友呢？因为历史上说亚哈王之后跟便哈达结盟，一起攻这个波斯亚述。
So you find that he had this in mind, to fight off this Assyrians.
他心里面想要攻这个亚述。
That's why he was willing to join alliance with the Syrians.
所以他就愿意跟别人结盟来攻亚述。
So and you know that this is against God.
这是与神作对。
Against the principle of God.
与神的原则作对。
And that's why from verse 35 onwards.
所以我们看到35节。
God again raise up another person to teach him and to warn him.
神就兴起另外一个人来警告他。
Use like a trainee from the school of the prophets to warn him.
他们就从一个先知学校的这个门徒来兴起他。
So of course here, that this person has done a symbolic act.
这个人就做了一些象征性的动作。
So he asked the first person, to strike him, but he refused.
他要一个人打他，可是那个人拒绝。
So later on, this person was killed by a lion.
那个人就被狮子杀死。
We can see this in verse 36, yeah?
我们可以从36节看到。
In chapter 13, you also see that, the young prophet was killed by a lion.
在13章我们也看到一个年轻的先知被狮子杀死。
Because he did not obey God's instruction.
因为他并没有听从神的指示。
Later on, when the king came to this young man, this prophet,
当王来见这个先知。
I want you to read verse 39.
我们来看39节。
Now as the king passed by, he cried out to the king and said, "Your servant went out into the midst of the battle, and there a man came over and brought a man to me and said, 'Guard this man, if by any means he is missing, your life shall be for his life, or else you shall pay a talent of silver.'"
39节，王从那里经过，他向王呼叫说， 仆人在镇上的时候，有人带了一个人来，对我说：你看守这人，若把他施了你的性命，必代替他的性命，不然你必交出伊他莲的儿子来。
So this young man is like using a story that he made it up himself.
这边这个先知用一个他编的故事。
He said, you know, in a battle, two person came to him.
在战争的时候，两个人过来跟他。
One was captured.
一个人是被掳的。
So the captor said to the young man.
所以这个掳别人的就跟这个人说。
Guard this man.
你看守这个人。
Because he has something to do.
他有其他的事要做。
So the captor left.
所以掳别人的这个人就走。
And so this young man did not pay attention to this captive.
这个年轻人没有注意这个被掳的人。
And later on, he went missing.
那被掳的人就丢失了。
And so he asked the king, "What should we do then?"
那他就问王说：“我们怎么做呢？”
And so the king said that he should be punished.
王说：“他必须被处罚。”
Now we read verse 42.
我们看四十二节。
And this is what this trainee prophet said to the king.
这是这个年轻先知对王说的话。
Thus says the Lord, because you have let slip out of your hand a man whom I appointed to utter destruction, therefore your life shall go for his life, and your people for his people.
他对王说：“耶和华如此说，你因你将我定要灭绝的人放去，你的命就必代替他的命，你的名也必代替他的名。”
And so the king of Israel went to his house, sullen and displeased, and came to Samaria.
于是以色列王闷闷不乐地回到撒玛利亚，进了他的宫。
You find that in verse 32 is like because of his foolish act, not only he himself shall face with God's judgment. In fact, the entire nation also suffered with him.
三十二节他所做的愚蠢的行为，并不单单害到他，也害到他整个国。
So, you know, all the good things that God has done on them,
所有神对他们所做的好事
，like eventually amounted to nothing.
最后都化为乌有。
Because of the foolishness of King Ahab.
因为亚哈的愚笨。
Just like in our life, yeah.
就像我们今天的生活。
God has done so much great work on good works in our families.
今天神给我们家里很多的好。
Sometimes we just behave like King Ahab did.
有的时候我们就像亚哈王的行为一样。
Our foolishness can destroy our family.
我们的愚笨会破坏我们的家庭。
Because we refuse to abide by the commandments of God.
因为我们不愿意遵守神的诫命。
So you find that our family suffered, our children suffered together with us.
我们发现我们的家庭和小孩都一起受苦。
We also see this in the church at times.
我们也在教会可以看到。
Especially those who are in a leadership position.
尤其是在领导位上的人。
You find that you know our foolishness can cause the church to suffer much.
我们发现我们的愚笨可以使教会受苦。
And therefore, in whatever thing we do in the church,
所以我们所做的每件事
，whatever word we speak in the church.
我们所说的每句话
，and we have to do so with great caution.
我们必须要小心的去做。
We must speak with a heart of reverence towards God.
我们必须谨慎的去说话。
In this way, our foolishness will not bring harm to ourselves, to our family members, and to the church.
这样我们的愚笨才不会使我们自己、我们教会或我们的家庭有所伤害。
Thank God, my message ends here.